Hello, everyone, and a warm welcome to you on this beautiful Sunday afternoon here in San Antonio on KTSA 550 AM and 107.1 FM. KTSA 550 on your dial, AM and 107.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have some interesting information I think maybe you'll enjoy hearing. We always try to bring you information that is something that you possibly haven't heard, or if you've heard a little touch of it and you need more explanation. And I do not have a guest today, so I welcome your calls. Really welcome your calls to call in and chat. We can chat about dental and oral health and its connection to systemic health, if that's something that you want to explore. There's a huge connection that's more and more evidence is piling up on this. So welcome your calls to talk about infection, inflammation in the mouth and teeth and the bone housing the teeth and what it does to the rest of the body. And we'll talk about some of the things that we see, that I see, every day along this line. So we have a podcast. There's no charge podcast. You can download to staffelds.podomatic.com. I have about 8 years archived on that. I've been doing this program for about 20 years as well. Has some interesting programs on the podcast. And don't have a guest today, so please call in with your problems or your comments. And the number is 599-5555. That's going to be 210-599-5555. And be so happy to visit with you about any question that you might have about your teeth, or you're facing some treatment, or you want more information, or you want some more information on your oral health or your systemic health, let me know. We'll be happy to discuss it. And one of the things that I have is a very nice relationship with a wide range of different dentists, specialists, oral pathologists. I have an oral pathologist that recently came to the office when I had something that I couldn't identify, and the patient was from out of town. So it was very wonderful that we could have the oral pathologist come in and identify the problem, and she directed me to do special type of biopsies, which I did, and then sent that off and discovered that the particular problem, what it was, and then commenced treatment for this particular problem. And it was very important that this get done, because this person had what's called pemphigus, or mucomembrane pemphigus, and this can cause blindness pretty quickly if it's not diagnosed and treated. So these are the things that we have. We have a wide range of oral surgeons that we work with, and periodontists, and root canal specialists. So we're more than just one dentist. And this is something that you can keep in mind when you make an appointment with Dr. Staffel and Associates. And our number is 210-341-2569. Dr. Staffel and Associates, that's 210-341-2569. You're getting access to a wide range of specialists, as well as I have a great deal of wisdom that I've accumulated through the years and through this radio show as well. Like, I was one of the first people, probably been doing implants longer than anybody else in the city. I started in 1978 doing implants, and at that time, general dentists were the main people who were doing implants. It wasn't considered to be of value for specialists or dental schools. There was only one or two dental schools teaching implant placement, dental implant placement, and so I was in a study group, and we started out placing implants, and it's been wonderful to see the whole system of implants grow. It really took off when Dr. Per Brännemark out of Sweden published a study that he'd been doing dental implants in different parts of the skull for 20 years. And then the whole thing took off. That was 1982 when he delivered a talk up in Toronto and then published his work. So I've seen this develop, the whole system develop, and now we do a lot of implants. We work with dentists, specialists that place implants because it's a wonderful treatment. And it's so helpful for people who have gotten into trouble losing teeth. And this is something I talk about all the time. And my view on teeth is they're programmed to last you 80 plus years. And they will do that. And they will last with a healthy nerve and healthy blood tissue. And it's so important that you visit a dentist like myself in my office, to where you keep, these teeth can't repair themselves. That's the only thing about them. They're programmed to last that long, 80 plus years, but they can't repair themselves. So they need help. And you need to be seen on a pretty regular basis. And we'll talk about that more. So encourage you enough to be proactive to your oral health. And we're going to talk about some really interesting problems from that on the, later on in the show, if time allows. Okay, let me go to the board. And, Bud, how are you?
Yes, sir, I'm fine. I'm in Kerrville, Texas.
Oh, great. What a beautiful city.
Very nice. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Let me give you a little background first, okay? I've had gum surgery several times.
Okay.
I've got some bone loss, and I guess the gums are affected too. I'm going for cleanings every 3 months.
Okay.
My last checkup with my regular dentist had x-rays done, and they showed a cavity on the bottom of a tooth. And he says that it is not reachable to be fixed.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Well, yes and no. Let me give you two answers to that. Now, you're talking to the bottom of the tooth. You're talking about in between the roots. It's up underneath the...
Yes.
Yeah, we call that the furcation. Is it an upper tooth or a lower tooth?
Upper
tooth second, or lower tooth?
It's the second from the back on the lower.
Okay.
And I've had four permanent teeth pulled when I was a child.
Okay. Those were bent bicuspids.
And this is the root that's separated.
Yes.
And
what do you mean separated?
If I remember right, that cavity is right up in the top of that.
Yeah, well, the roots are in like two legs. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. So we call it the furcation. So in between those two roots, it's up underneath there, and that's a difficult thing to repair. However, there is a new material. Well, I say new. It's not really new. It's been out. It's been out internationally for years. And it recently got approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in 2016. And what it is, it's called silver diamine fluoride. And it's a very inexpensive material. And your dentist can paint that on, dry the tooth off. He can paint that onto that lesion, and it will stop, it will arrest the decay. And even without a filling. So this is a really neat thing. I'm going to talk about it if I have time. We'll cover the details, but it's called silver diamine fluoride. It's very inexpensive, and it's just painted on to the...
Silver diamine?
Diamine fluoride. And it's so new, he may not have heard about it, but it's sweeping. It's been on television. It's been on the New York Times, the Today Show, Good Morning America. So, and it's starting to appear in the dental journals. And it's for situations like that as well, for as well as for children that are at risk, that are socioeconomic problems, and they are not, they have a lot of decay, or people that are in assisted living and having trouble with either with Parkinson's or having trouble brushing and caring for their teeth and so on. So this is one solution.
Okay, would it be accessible? He says he can't reach it, so...
Well, you can reach it with... All it is a little brush that you saturate with the material, and you just swab it on there. Now, the only thing about it is it's going to turn the lesion black.
Yeah.
But you can't see it, so it doesn't matter. And nobody can see it, so it does not matter. But it's going to stop the decay, and you're going to have that done every 6 months, and it will stop the decay. You don't have to. You don't even have to put a filling in it, because it's not seen. It stops the decay. It arrests the decay, and it's just one of the most amazing things. And what it is, it's silver, and fluoride, and ammonia. That's what's in it. There's nothing magical about it. It has 25% silver, 5% fluoride, and 8% ammonia, or enamine, special silver nitrate. And the silver nitrate has been around for a long, long time. We've used it for 100 years or so. And this is silver nitrate plus fluoride in a little different composition. So the silver reacts with the amino acids and different things in the formation of the tooth, or the essential minerals of the tooth, and it works great. So that's the easy solution. Now, there's another solution as well. A periodontist can take and graft bone into that area and restore that defect. But that's not for the filling or the cavity. That's for the hole that's between the two roots.
Yes. Well,
and then
this area was, I had three areas treated by the periodontist about a year ago.
All right. Then the next thing is,
I think this was one of them.
Okay.
Your first suggestion is what I'm going to go with.
Oh, it didn't cost hardly anything. So it's,
do you think my periodontist would be up on this procedure?
If he's not, just tell him to order it. And every dental supply company has it now, because it's sweeping the nation. If he's not on it, he'll be on it pretty soon, because the public demand for it is increasing pretty good.
I certainly appreciate it. I listened to you.
Oh, well, great.
Well, I better get a second opinion.
Well, thank you for calling in. Well, here's the thing. You can keep that clean. The best way to keep that clean is with a water pick, which you're probably using. All right,
yes,
don't turn it up any higher than a medium setting, because it'll drive bacteria into your bloodstream, and you don't want that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
But it's another strategy. if the defect is large enough to accept a pipe cleaner, an old-fashioned pipe cleaner, or you can, we have little designs similar to it, these little fuzzy things that are on a stick, you can swab in there. But again, this would be a matter of keeping it clean. You'd want to get the silver diamine fluoride on there first. That stops the decay. It's not a filling. And you'll get many, many years out of the use of that tooth, which you need, because you're already losing ground.
I fight to keep my teeth.
Oh,
spend
that's
a lot
wonderful.
Of money on it.
How old are you?
I'm 74 this year.
Oh, you're a youngster. You got 86.8 years as your expectancy. So it's important to keep those teeth. And then the other thing is, how are you with osteoporosis? What does your medical doctor say?
Well, I'm real healthy. I'm athletic.
Oh, great.
I weigh 160 pounds.
Oh.
Marvelous. Walk, lift weights, do the whole thing.
Well, you're going to be around a long time. That's wonderful. So yeah. I tell you, if you have any problems, let me know, and I can, because you've got a lot of good dentists in Kerrville, and we can direct you to them or direct the information to them. So that's not a problem.
I certainly appreciate it.
You bet. Let me know
Thank
if you have
very
any.
Much, Dr. Staffel.
Yes, sir. Let me know if you have any problems with that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. So, see, you're going to learn all kind of things when you listen to this show. Try to keep up with the latest, and the things are happening so fast around us now in dentistry. It's just marvelous. It's just absolutely marvelous what we have happening. And it's really exciting for the dentists, and it's exciting for the patients as well. Now then, I'm going to review real briefly the segment that I talked about last week, which is from the Mayo Clinic, from a cardiologist, and it's about water and aspirin, two very inexpensive items. Water and aspirin. Aspirin's almost, the price of aspirin is almost non-existent. So anyway, we're going to review last week's information on water consumption. And that's drinking water and aspirin. And this is from a cardiologist from Mayo, the great clinic up in Minneapolis. So a cardiologist determined that heart attacks can be triggered by dehydration. And which is interesting, and of course, the reason being you're dehydrated for several hours when you're asleep. The dehydration starts in, and if you're drinking alcohol, that accelerates the dehydration. If you're drinking coffee before you go to bed, that accelerates the, those are diuretics, that accelerates the dehydration. So you want to drink one glass of water before going to bed. And their data from the Mayo Clinic shows that one glass of water before going to bed avoids stroke or heart attack. And, of course, a lot of people resist that possibly because of having to get up and urinate in the middle of the night. But you can structure this so that you can do this. Drinking one glass of water before going to bed avoids stroke or heart attack. Now, that is huge because most heart attacks occur at night. They occur when you're not awake. And then the other part of it, if it occurs at night when you're not awake, about over 50% of the time, you do not wake up. It's very toxic to the body. That is acute cardiac arrest. And so drinking one glass of water before going to bed is going to avoid stroke and heart attack, according to the cardiologist. Then when you awake, you want to drink two glasses of water. And this is going to help get your organs going. And if you put a squeeze of half a lemon in there, that's going to really be of value. And Randy Adams, the person, the speaker before me, always puts some vinegar in there, and that's great too. But two glasses of water with the lemon is going to be, before you drink anything else except your probiotic, is going to be very, very helpful to getting your whole body started, and that's before you have any coffee or so on. And then if you drink one glass of water 30 minutes before a meal, this is going to help your digestion. One glass of water 30 minutes before a meal. Then one glass of water before taking a bath, that's going to lower your blood pressure, and that's amazing. One glass of water before taking a bath lowers your blood pressure. Drinking water before bedtime will help prevent leg cramps also, because a lot of times the leg cramps are due to dehydration. And then if you add in magnesium, really a good, not magnesium oxide, but a good magnesium compound, PERC makes a great one. There are a lot of good magnesium, and some of them are magnesium stearate and magnesium with potassium. This is a real help, but again, drinking water before bedtime will help prevent the leg cramps. And then, if you take an aspirin daily, either baby aspirin or regular aspirin, take it at night. And you take it at night because it has a half-life of 12 hours. So you're going to have a good portion of the aspirin and the effects of it in the body while you're asleep and keeping those vessels open. Then if you also add in Neo-40, or the human end now it's called, oh my gosh, that's opening up your vessels. And you take that at night, it opens your vessels up at least 30% and lowers your blood pressure. Oh gosh, wow, what a combo. So keep that in mind. That's a good way of prevention without spending any money. That's the neat thing. Golly. And just a little bit of change in your routine, and you're going to be healthier than you can imagine. Okay, and that comes from a cardiologist from Mayo Clinic, and I think that is just tremendous news. I'm so excited about being able to share that with my listeners. All right, let me go to Diane. Diane, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to speak with you. I have a question about a tooth that I had to have a pull. It was been about a year and 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
They said it was resorbed. It was a molar, the last molar on the upper right.
What was resorbed, the bone or the root?
Oh, they didn't tell me.
Was it loose?
No.
All
right. In fact, I'm very sorry I had it pulled.
Okay.
Because I'm having trouble now with my jaw chewing.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if I would get an implant in there, would I have more trouble?
No. No, implant is, you have, here are your choices. Number one, which tooth is it? Upper or lower?
It's the upper last molar on the right. They
pulled it out. The last one, the last tooth?
The grinder. And I was having no trouble with it.
All right, is it the last tooth?
Yes.
So you don't have a tooth behind it, in other words?
No, sir.
Okay, here's your replacement choices. You can have a removable appliance, which it does have a very thin metal strap that goes across the roof of your mouth and attaches to the teeth on either side and to help hold it in place. And you can, when these are well made, you can chew very well with these. Some of the problems with them is it's hard to get a technician that really takes the time to make these well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a well-made appliance, however, works beautifully. Now then, number two is to have an implant. And if you had it a year ago, you may have had some, especially if you have osteoporosis issues, or if it wasn't grafted when the extraction was done, then you've had bone shrinkage, and you will probably have to have a bone grafting in either at the same time that the implant is placed, or you have the bone grafting done first and then an implant. It just depends upon how much bone loss has occurred after that extraction.
Now, she told me when she pulled it was a periodontist, that she put a graft in.
Perfect.
Know if it was bovine or...
It doesn't matter.
The kind that had been treated, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and find out.
Doesn't matter the material there, whether it's synthetic, bovine, porcine, or cadaver bone. It's they all work very well and they're very effective. So that's great. So you have enough bone there. So she should be able to put a really good implant in there. And also, when we place implants now, we also, if there's not enough bone to hold the implant, or it needs more, a little more bone is put up into the site where the hole is drilled into the bone, and the implant graft is stuffed up into that area, and then the implant is put into place, and then that's allowed to cure and heal for some months, 3 or 4 months, and then an implant rebuilding the implant is done and a crown put on there, and those hold beautifully. They just hold beautifully.
Is that the titanium type then?
Yes. Now then, the other type is a zirconium, and there are problems with the zirconium. You may have read about zirconium implants, but they're not good things that have to be placed and left. They have their problems long term. And titanium, there's a very, very small amount of people that are allergic to titanium, and it's what's used in just about 99.9% of the implant world, and has the longest history, going back decades and decades. And so don't hesitate to have an implant placed, and then when you get the crown put on there by the general dentist, you're going to be able to chew like you did before anything was done.
When I chew now, it's like on that side, you know how it sounds like when you walk on cereal on the floor?
Well, that can be polished off.
But no, but it's not on the outside, it's in my jaw.
Oh, I see. Like it's a cracking? Is it cracking or more like a gravel sound?
Like a gravel sound, like when you're stepping on cereal or crackers on the floor.
Okay,
and
did you
do that on the other side? So I'm really bummed out because I'm thinking I'm having discomfort, can't chew well. What if the implant doesn't do the trick? I mean, this tooth was humongous. In fact, they told me it was going to have to be taken out in pieces. Well, it all came out in one hunk.
Okay.
It's a gigantic tooth. It's over 3/4 of a length with the roots. I've got it in front of me right now.
All right.
Had a big hole in it, and I'm thinking, don't they have something? I try to help other people.
Sure.
Don't they have something that a person is told they have a resorbed tooth? They could shoot a hole in with filling that I could have kept that tooth?
When the tooth starts resorbing, if the root is resorbing, no, we don't have any technology for that other than a root canal, and I'm sure a root canal was considered by the dentist.
He didn't ask me about it. He just said it had to come out. But like I said, I was having no trouble.
Yeah.
And my question is, I try to get answers. I'd never heard of a resorbed tooth before.
Well, it happens. It happens.
When does it resorb? They said something. Sometimes even an embryo, or if you've had a hit to the head or something.
Right. Little cells start eating the root away, and there's no solution for it other than if it's on the inside. If it's resorbing on the inside of the root, a root canal specialist can work on that, but if it's resorbing on the outside of the root, no, there's nothing that we can do there.
Well, this is a hole inside, just below the gum line on the root.
Yeah.
Well, it's too late to fix. I'm just trying to think of other people because I've suffered so much with this and I'm kind of bummed out about it.
Well, now here's the thing. They can make an appliance. Your dentist can make an appliance and have a sort of changing your bite to where the joint can heal. Now, that crunching sound or gravelly sound, is that from, did you have any kind of an accident or any kind of damage to the jaw in the past?
No, nothing.
Okay.
And this only started the first part of February. I've been okay for about a year and 3 months, and now February, I'm starting to have this trouble with chewing, and it's putting a lot of pressure, too, on that last tooth that I have left there. I'm afraid that might break off from hitting the bottom one.
Well, you can go into an appliance and it can help relieve the space pressure that where there's a pad of tissue that's in the joint between the lower condyle, we call it, of the mandible, and the upper fossa where the condyle fits into it. That's supported by a pad of tissue. And an appliance can be put into your mouth and let that tissue settle down and reform and get resettled before the implant is put in place. And your periodontist can help you with that.
Okay.
So that's one of the solutions to get that settled down before you and get your bite settled down before you go into that type of thing, if it needs to be.
It seems like when I chew, there's nothing there hard anymore for that bottom part to come up against. So
sure.
It's just like it's not right.
Well, your periodontist can help you design that type of thing. They know how to treat that as well.
But now, is it possible that I could have lost that cushion because they pulled out this gigantic tooth?
No. The teeth are not anywhere near the joint. The joint's right in front of your ear. It's just connected there's a tiny little, a very thin bone between the ear and the joint that is.
Sometimes it hurts up into my ear, though.
Well, that would be from clenching, probably.
Okay.
If you're clenching and going through stress, that stress will really cause problems. Or if you have osteoporosis, that can cause problems as well.
Okay. So first of all, check out about getting a removable appliance to let that joint heal.
Yes, that is correct.
Consider
and,
the implant.
And a COIS deprogrammer works really good.
A what?
COIS, K-O-I-S.
K-O-I-S.
Deprogrammer. It's just the design. It's a very simple design. Any lab can make it, and it's designed so that only your front teeth hit, your six front teeth hit. And that will take the pressure off that joint and allow it to heal. And you wear that at night and as much as you can during the day. And that's very, very helpful.
I do wear a mouth guard at night. Can you wear both of those things?
No, you'd wear one or the other. You'd want to go to the COIS deprogrammer because that's going to open your bite. The night guard is not going to stop the clenching.
Okay.
The COIS deprogrammer is going to stop the clenching, and that's probably what's adding to the problem, is the clenching with your appliance, your current appliance.
If I don't do anything about this, then what will happen? I mean, I'm 70 now. You know, I never had trouble like this before with mandibular.
Well, there's nothing more enjoyable than being able to eat anything that you want to eat.
Yeah,
plus, you're dealing
right
with... Now. Yeah, right. So you can't... You don't want to do that. And then it has an effect on the facial muscles mm-hmm. and the facial tissues. So this is a priority item. Teeth are... We ask a lot of our teeth. And, of course, like I mentioned, the previous caller, they're designed to last you 80-plus years. Mm-hmm. They're programmed to last you 80-plus years, and they will. But things happen, just like what you're talking about. And so... You can't do anything about it other than get it fixed. And
so the best thing is to go back to the general dentist first and then work from there? Is that who does the removable appliance?
Well, you can do that, or you can go to the periodontist, either one.
Okay.
Get a consensus or have the two of them put their heads together and come out with a plan.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You bet.
I do appreciate your expertise and your ability to help us.
You bet. Happy. Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we just got through the water treatment. And that's not waterboarding, thank goodness, but it's water treatment. Remarkable that you can prevent stroke and heart attack with water and aspirin. Now, I mentioned in a previous program to always mention to your physician or your dentist of all the dietary supplements, because combined effects with pharmaceuticals, excuse me, especially if you're going to have some dental surgery done, always tell them what the supplements, because there are a lot of supplements can combine with pharmaceuticals and change the bleeding outcome. Now, a report recently on blood thinners. A study was done, and pharmaceuticals, you don't have to, it's very, very rare, and only if you had a very high INR of clotting time, that you would stay off any kind of pharmaceuticals that is keeping your platelets fluid, and like all of the pharmaceuticals that are for controlling, keeping your blood thin, you don't have to stay off of those. We used to have patients have to stay off of them for a week or so, but we don't have to do that anymore. For any kind of dental procedures, and that includes dental surgery or extractions or dental implants. So that's the good news. But you do want to tell your dentist or your physician about any supplements that you're taking, because they can combine with the effects of pharmaceuticals and change the outcome of pharmaceuticals. So I want to spend just a few moments talking about Drs. staff, Lynn, and her associates, the wonderful, wonderful anti-anxiety techniques that we have, anti-fear techniques that we have, and key to that is the NUCOM system. This is one of the most remarkable systems. It's used throughout the world. It's used with professional sports teams. It's used with Olympians. It's used in dental offices, and I've been working with this about 20 years, and I have more experience with it than anybody else on the planet. And it's been upgraded real beautifully so many times. And then if we add a touch of laughing gas or nitrous oxide, it is so fabulous to put you into a state of relaxation, pre-sleep, not sleep, but pre-sleep, meditation type activity, dropping your brain activity down to 8 to 12 hertz. It's one of the most remarkable procedures in making your dental visit absolutely so comfortable. And then when you're finished with your dental visit, all of the effects, there's no lasting effects. You can drive and go about your business like you normally would. So the NUCOM system is such a fabulous, fabulous system for keeping you comfortable, making your experience as a dentist, a dental appointment, absolutely the most comfortable experience that you've ever had in your life. That's the NUCOM system, and don't hesitate to call us and schedule an appointment. You'll never regret. You're going to be so comfortable with this, and we work so hard to make every aspect of your dental visit comfortable. And that's at Doctors Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. And call us and let us show you how fabulously comfortable a dental visit can be with the procedures that we have in our office. Now then, something new in the procedure to reserve teeth, and that's the iTero element. And it is just one of the most wonderful developments. It's a scanner, and it was developed by K-Dent and launched in 2006. And now there are about six scanners on the market. And the element, the iTero element, it shows in time lapse any kind of wear on the teeth, in time lapse any kind of movement on the teeth, of the teeth, in time lapse any kind of gum tissue changes of the teeth, and it shows pressure, unequal pressure points of how the teeth come together. And then in addition to this, if you have some teeth that are irregularly located, or they're very hard to keep clean and scrunched up, we can show you with the touch of a button how easy it is that those teeth can be straightened out in anywhere from 6 months to 12 months, depending upon what we design. And so then the real thing is that we can take and do impressions with this and then email the impression to the lab, and it is more accurate than all of the impression materials that we have that we've been using forever. The iTero scanner is accurate down to 6 microns, which is just unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. And the other wonderful thing is you don't have to have those impression materials in your mouth. And the scanner just zips through the aspect of the way the teeth function, and then it's emailed to the laboratory, and the turnaround is much faster. And it's one of the most remarkable things. I've had it since, I've had other scanners, but I've had this one since October. And oh my gosh, it just is a game changer. And it is so valuable for the patient. And every time, the other thing is, all this information is archived for 10 years. So, any this all this time left change of tooth wear, tooth movement, gum change, pressure points of the teeth, all that is archived for 10 years. And every time you come in for a cleaning or hygiene appointment, once a year, we do a scan. And this shows year to year what's going on. So this is just one of the most incredible things for the patient and preservation of your teeth. So give us a call if you'd like to be part of this. A tremendous technology. We have things. It's so much fun being a dentist now because the technology that they're giving us is absolutely stunning. And so give us a call. Dr. Staffel and Associates, and the number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569. We will take such good care of you. You will be so happy that you gave us a call. Dr. Staffel and Associates, 210-341-2569. Now, I talked to the early caller about the silver diamine fluoride. This is one of the most remarkable advances for people who really need it the most. And it's especially valuable for children that have rampant decay. It's especially valuable for senior citizens who have developed, for instance, the Parkinson's or other stroke or other areas that they can't handle brushing their teeth and flossing, and people that are living in assisted living or that they're in the, nursing homes. This material is just fantastic because it simultaneously halts the decay process and prevents decay. That's what's so easy. No other intervention approaches the ease of application and efficacy. And with hundreds of patients, each support its use for caries treatment, thus substantiating an intervention that addresses an unmet need in American dentistry. It's one of the greatest things in dentistry to come along. It's not a cure-all for treatment because it does turn the teeth black, but it does stop the problem where if people are having a problem and they need time or they just having a problem with decay and they're not into prevention, this really is a non-invasive and inexpensive way to stop decay. And it can be used for extreme caries risk from early childhood to severe adult root caries. And that's the problem that we see in the elderly because they have usually typically a dry mouth because a lot of the pharmaceuticals cause the salivary glands to dry up and then decay starts. They'll have no decay for decades and then all of a sudden they've got a mouthful of decay. And then those who work with behavioral and medical management patients, it's a help for them. So for patients with limited access to care, nursing home patients, posterior restorations and beneath restorations are to save existing restorations. It changes only decay lesions. But again, aesthetics is a problem because it does turn the decay black. Now, of course, it can always be fixed in the future. With a filling whenever the patient is available to have that done. So just wanted to bring that to your attention. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing material. And we're so glad to be able to bring this to the public. It's been cleared by the Food and Drug Administration in 2016. So it's a cost-effective and easy-to-apply agent. It has the potential to expand access to care for vulnerable populations, including adults with special health care needs. So, if it's you want to have it applied every 6 months. As with all treatments, success is not guaranteed, and a regular follow-up is recommended. And you don't have to numb the teeth up, either.
And that's a
huge value. Now then, one of the things, I want to tell you all a story. Had a person come in. I hadn't seen the person for a long time. And like 10 years, and the person has diabetes, pretty severe diabetes, and has not been with regular treatment. And a severe amount of infection has set in, affecting the teeth. And so this is affecting the inflammatory process of the brain, and that's the number one thing that we look at. When you have inflammation in your teeth and your gums, we know by all the studies that you have inflammation in the brain. So you've got issues of heart disease, you got diabetes, you got there may be a link between gum disease and Alzheimer's disease. There's rheumatoid arthritis, kidney disease is being investigated. Anywhere there's inflammation can be causing a problem. There's already an issue of tying stroke to gum disease, lungs. It's just the main point here is that if you have any bleeding points, if you don't have a healthy gum tissue, if you don't have a healthy bone housing of your teeth, you are at risk. And we don't have the, absolutely, we do not have the connection between gum disease and heart attack, but the oral inflammation is getting to be more and more, it's very close to being tied together to all the problems that we were talking about. So the main thing is, you're going to lose your teeth. And teeth are such a wonderful structure. So gum disease, it's a silent disease. You can have it and not even know it. And it occurs when the bacteria gets below the gum line and beyond where your toothbrush can reach. And so if you have gum disease, you can brush and floss all you want, but it will not go away until a dentist or hygienist removes the bacteria from under the gum line. And we have some really wonderful procedures, or materials, or rather materials to help you in your home care, but we also have some wonderful procedures to remove the infected tissue. And it's a gum disease, is an infection that can be transferable from person to person and from family members to family members. And so there are risk factors that make some people more susceptible to gum disease than others. And you can clean your teeth twice a day, see your dentist twice a year, and still have gum disease. So how do we tell? Every time you go in, like in our office, every time you come in to have your teeth cleaned, and you have a charting where the hygienist takes a voice-activated charting. It just takes about 2 minutes. They check all of the pocket depths, pocket being the space between the tooth and the gum, And we want those pocket depths to be between 1 and 3 millimeters. If it's a pocket depth of 4 millimeters or over, the hygienist is going to treat that with a laser. And my goodness, the lasers are so effective for this. Now they can treat, they're certified to treat pockets from 4 to 6 millimeters. And then over 6 millimeters, then I will treat it with a laser. And I just went to a meeting this last week, this last week. It was Tuesday. And they have the laser that we use. They have come out with a new tip that is just incredible at cleaning out decay and cleaning out particular problems. The laser is getting more and more play. It is just fabulous. And we have 5 lasers in our office. We use them every day. They're marvelous. They're just absolutely marvelous. And we have the data now where it's really valuable in clearing up gum disease. And gum disease, like periodontitis, is where you have infection of the housing of the bone. You have gingivitis, which is just inflammation or bleeding of the gums. And that's one thing. And if not taken care of and corrected, that will go into developing infection in the bone housing, and you start losing bone that's irreplaceable and that cannot be replaced. So this is why it's so terribly important to see your dentist and on a regular basis and get the charting and keep your records so that you can see if there's anything happening. Those chartings show us if there's any kind of infection increasing or if it's there. And if you have any kind of bleeding point when the dentist or hygienist probes the gum tissue, you've got inflammation. And that's what we're talking about. And that's going to be affecting your diabetes, your rheumatoid arthritis, your obesity, your Alzheimer's. It's a problem, a huge problem that can be dealt with successfully and managed. That's the key point. That's the takeaway. But it needs attention. When people stay away for 10, 20 years, bad things happen, usually. And it's oh goodness, what we have to deal with when the body just breaks down is terrible. And so that's why we put out the call to get in on a regular basis and get these things attended to. Keep your teeth. Yes, implants are great. Dental implants are great. But at the same time, there's nothing like your natural teeth. Well, that's the end of this show. The hour went by so fast. Thank you very much for calling in and listening. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. And talk to you soon. Bye-bye.